You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Yesterday, day even before that, you know, I had a message in my heart. And then the Lord just suddenly took me in another direction. So I believe this message is really for you. And I want to start by saying that God really understands you. God knows you better than what you would ever think or imagine. You know, the fact that God was prepared to come to this earth as a man means that He can identify with you and me. He can feel what we are feeling. Amen? In our hearts, we are all made to be like God. That's what God values most about you, that in our hearts, we are made to be like God. You are made to think like God, act with God, plan with God. I've said in the last few months, 2025, it's going to be grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. But grace is God's unmerited favor. We have to prepare ourselves, have to prepare our hearts if you want to walk in that. Because grace is something that's in the heart of man. Grace is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. So we have to prepare our hearts if we're going to walk with God. Amen. So are you ready? Are you ready for the Word of God? Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is settled in heaven forever. Thank you, Lord, that it's your heart to take us from where we are to where you want us to be, that you are busy perfecting everything concerning us, O Lord. And we give you praise for that. Let your people hear your voice upon my voice as I share the word today. And everybody with faith in their heart said, amen. Amen. Listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews 2, verse 6. But one has testified somewhere saying, what is man that you remember him? Or the son of man that you are concerned about him? You have made him a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You know that you are made a little lower than the angels? The reference, the original reference to this scripture in Psalm 8, actually the word angels there is the word Elohim. That God has made you a little lower than God himself. You are made in God's image and God's likeness for glory. Amen. You've got no idea the potential that God has placed on the inside of you. The things that God has planned for you. We all quote Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. But many people have lost hope of the future just because of the things that you went through in 2024. Some challenging things that you went through, difficult things that you went through, sufferings that you went through. Let me see your hand if you went through some challenging times in 2024. Many times when we go through things like that, it can grip your heart with fear. You can give up and you want to run away. And I want to tell you, the difficulties and the sufferings and the challenges that you've gone through, the enemy would want to use that for you to run away from God. But God wants to use that to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. When God came to this earth, He did not come as an angel. He did not come as God. He came to this earth as man. Do you know why He had to come as a man? Because if He came as God, He would not be able to die. He came as a man to suffer and to be able to die for our sins, but also to be resurrected to a new level in life. That's why He came. Because He came as a man. All over the world, people are celebrating Christmas this coming week. And I hope you know that Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. But the Bible says, unto us a child was born, unto us a son was given. The child that was born, Mary gave the child. But it was God who gave His son. But because He came as a man, He could suffer, He could die. So that we could experience a new life in Christ Jesus. Sin caused all of us to fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3 verse 23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means from the beginning, God planned glory for you. God made you a little lower than the angels. He clothed you with glory And Christ Jesus came to restore all of that. Some of you, I know 2024 has had its challenges. But I've got a message for you today that's going to help you to prepare your heart for 2025. Are you ready for 2025? Are you ready for God to do unusual things for you in 2025? Hebrews 2 verse 9 says, but we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death and everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in being many sons, into bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation. The one translation says to be the captain of their salvation, to be the one to lead in the salvation, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Can I tell you something? The things that you have suffered, the things that you had to die to in 2024 was for God to take you to a new level in 2025. Some of you need to get excited about that. You thought the suffering was for nothing. Turn to the person next to you, say the suffering was not for nothing. The difficulties was not for nothing. The things you had to die to was not for nothing. God in his wisdom has got his own way of doing things. Amen. Grace upon grace. He came as a man so that he would be able to die. He came as a man so that he was able to die. The difficulties that you faced in 2024, it's a setup. You're going to decide, are you going to fall for the devil's trap or are you going to go with God's plan? Because difficulties and trials make some people bitter and take them away. But where God wants to take you, you cannot be bitter. You have to look at what you've gone through and say, thank you, Jesus. Family, anybody who wants to go to a new level in life needs this revelation and understanding. Even Jesus Christ, before he started his earthly ministry, was baptized. Why? Because what does baptism symbolize? Baptism symbolizes death, and baptism symbolizes resurrection. Romans 6 says, in the same way as Christ was died, when we are in Christ and we are baptized and we go under the water, we are buried with him. And in the same way Christ rose from the dead, when we come out of the water, we are risen, taken to a new level. The sufferings, the difficulties that you've gone through has been preparation. How do you view them? What are you saying about them? Because the way that you view them will determine the response of your heart. If you look at those difficulties as God using it to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be, your response will be, thank you, Jesus. But if you view them as things that can destroy you, you'll look at them and say, oh, why am I going through all of these troubles? Lord, I've prayed, I've fasted, nothing's working out. God wants your life to go to a new level. And whatever the enemy has intended for evil, God will turn it around for good. Where the enemy wanted to destroy you, God will use that very thing to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Do you really believe that? Are you ready to prepare your heart to get ready for 2025? Because if you want to go into 2025, grace upon grace, unmerited favor upon unmerited favor, God's grace working in your heart, you have to be careful that you don't fall short of the grace of God. That's what Hebrews says. And a root of bitterness springs up. And through that, many people become defiled. Many people have caused bitterness to grow into their hearts already. And I say, God, grace upon grace. But if you want to experience grace upon grace, you have to respond to the grace. So as Christ was raised to a new level, are you ready to be raised to a new level? Turn to the person next to you, say, get ready. Say, get ready. Family, let me just tell you something. This is the Christian way. This is the Christian way. Look at what Romans 6 says. 6 verse 3. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of the resurrection. Newness of life. Difficulties and sufferings. Ever wondered why the disciples, the apostles of old, will say, count it all joy when you go through various trials, difficulties? Because they knew that very thing will be used to take them from where they are to where God wanted to take them. That very suffering just meant a new level in life. And they could say, thank you, Jesus. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, and that the hope of God does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Paul said in Galatians, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. When we say we want to live for Jesus, the first thing that will happen, we have to be crucified with Christ. Are you born again? Being born again means that you've been crucified with Christ. You no longer live, but it's Christ that lives on the inside of you. Turn to the person next to you, say, Christ on the inside of you. Can I tell you something? This is the secret to successful living. Christ in you. You in Christ. That's the secret to successful living. Are you ready for God to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be? When your life is in Christ Jesus, when your life is centered around Christ Jesus, you'll be able to say with all confidence, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. I want to tell you, if you want to move into 2025, you have to prepare your heart. You're going to have to let go of the old things. Turn to the person next to you, say, let go of the old. If you're in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Do you believe that? But do you believe that God has made your heart new? If your heart is still heavy about 2024, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask his grace to come into your heart. That's why we say you have to reach up. You have to touch the heart of God. You have to reach in, allow God to touch your heart, and then after that, reach out and touch the heart of a community. If you want to touch the heart of God, if you allow God to touch your heart and you want to touch the heart of a community, you need to be a person of heart. You need to be a person of heart. What I mean, you have to do everything with your heart. You have to be sensitive of your heart. You have to protect the peace in your heart. Turn to the person next to you, say, protect the peace in your heart. What does that mean? You're going to have to let go of some of the offenses of 2024. Because where you are going, 2024 is not going. Turn to the person next to you, give them your best smile and say, just let it go. As Christians, we've been given a new heart. But you know what's the problem? We've been given a new heart. But this mind is still not renewed. Now there's a battle here the whole time between the spirit and what's going on here. Am I talking to the right people here? God forgives you, puts his peace in your heart. And now you look at some people that's upset you, cheated you, wronged you. And your mind says, what will you yield to? If you're going to be a Christian who's been crucified with Christ and you no longer live in the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, guess what? You're going to have to start to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the desires, the lust of the flesh. You do it. Hendra, come here quickly. My faithful companion on the platform. Give the Lord a hand for Hendrik. You know, he's retired, but he's made sure that God has refired him. He comes and he volunteers during the week. Not saying I'm old and retired. He says, I've got some time available. I'll make the time available to come and help. Amen. I thank God for people like that. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Yes, we bless. We thank God for your life.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. I'm the one saying thank you. You don't have to say thank you. I'm saying thank you for you. Amen. But let me just say he has upset me. And now my flesh is angry with him. I want to fight him. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to come and grab me and say, be kind to Hendrik. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says you make a decision to walk in the Spirit. So I make a decision to move in the direction of kindness, of gentleness, of love. And through that, I do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Don't be so over-spiritual and come, I don't feel like being kind to him. It's got nothing to do with feelings. It's a decision. If when I've been crucified with Christ, this flesh is the problem. That's what you have to put under. Go read the Bible. After that, you'll be able to be led by the Holy Spirit. And then we can start to live in the Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit so that we can be led by the Holy Spirit. But many of you cannot be led by the Holy Spirit, live in the Spirit, because you never make the decision just to walk in the Spirit. When somebody has hurt you or offended you, Hendrik, calls himself a Christian, cannot greet me, cannot help me, and then you come to church and you want to worship God. Say, Jesus, oh Lord, take my life to a new level. But you cannot even just on this level be kind. But you want God on this level to take you there. You've deceived yourself. But I pray more than him, Lord. I read my Bible more than him. I'm even a pastor. God doesn't look at those things. The fact that you're a pastor doesn't mean that God has to answer your prayers. The fact that you're an usher, the fact that you've been crying, the fact that you've been suffering is not a reason for God to answer your prayers. He answers your prayers based on what Jesus has done on the cross. And Jesus died for your sins and died for Hendrik's sins. And if you want to enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, guess what? That blood speaks for him and that blood speaks for you. So if you want to come into the Holy of Holies to obtain grace and mercy, grace upon grace, when that blood speaks, the first thing that you're going to have to do is, I'm going to have to forgive Hendrik. I might have to go to Hendrik and say, Hendrik, please forgive me. I've been offended with you for so long. And he says, why? I haven't done. You've been sitting on my chair for the last 18 months, Hendrik. And God knows that's my chair. And I don't know why I've been praying and asking God. Sometimes we get so over-spiritual about stupid things. Grace upon grace. When the Word, Jesus, manifested, go read John 1. We could behold its glory, the glory as of the only begotten, full of grace, grace upon grace. So if we are walking with Jesus, it's grace upon grace. Grace to forgive him. Amen? Amen. Grace to even go and say, please forgive me. Grace upon grace. Some of you, before you can enter into 2025, you need grace to forgive and grace to start to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Thank you, faithful Hendrik. We bless God for your life and we love you and Jesus loves you even more. Amen. God bless you. I'm saying thank you. Don't say thank you again, please. I'm the one saying thank you. So the first work of the Holy Spirit is to regenerate your spirit. And when your spirit is regenerated, you have the peace of God on the inside. Not the peace of this world, the peace of God. And you have to protect that peace with everything. Situations and circumstances would want to steal that peace. And some people really go through very tough and difficult things, big storms around them. But keep the peace, because when you've got the peace here, you can hear what God is saying. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 14, pursue peace. Turn to the person next to you, say, that's not a suggestion. You know, sometimes we read things in the Bible, pursue peace, and we think, yeah, that's not for me, that's for all the other people that know. It says, pursue peace and holiness. Because without it, you will not see the Lord. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. The New King James says, pursue peace with all men and holiness. For without it, we will not see God. Let me see, who wants to be a vessel of honor? 2 Timothy says that you make the decision. If you make a decision to do the following things, you will be a vessel of honor. Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness. Flee youthful lusts. Can I have one amen? Amen. Doesn't say lust. He says lust. He says everything lustful, get away from it. It's going to contaminate you. And pursue righteousness, pursue faith, pursue love, pursue peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Because if we want to see God, Matthew 5 verse 8 says, those with a pure heart, they will see God. If you want to see God, you need the peace of God on the inside of your heart. That's the most precious thing. Jesus said, I think it's John 16, 33. The peace that I give you is not the peace of this world. It's a peace that comes from God. When you give Jesus the rightful place in your heart and you are born of God, now there's something different about you. The things that have upset you in 2024, let it go. That you can cross over with a peaceful heart. Because we are in Christ Jesus, your heart is at peace. Your heart is at peace. If you want to experience grace upon grace in 2025, you need the peace of God in your heart. When you have the peace of God in your heart, there's no condemnation. Why do we need no condemnation? Because you want to ask God for big things. Let me see your hand if you want to ask God for big things. 1 John 3, I think it's verse 18 says, if your heart condemns you, you don't have confidence towards God. And Christ came to remove condemnation from your heart. So condemnation stays in 2024. And when you cross over, well, you don't have to even to wait until 2025. You let condemnation go now. Romans 8 verse 1, the New American Standard Bible, is the translated in the correct way. It says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Can I just have an amen, please? Amen. Some of you have opened your Bible and you've seen there's a second part to that verse. For those who walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. The Amplified Bible says, those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk, not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. If you look at that, you'll see those words are in italic letters because it was added. Because for some people, it was too easy. They just wanted to control people. Let me just tell you, no condemnation is when you are in Christ Jesus. If you have to do anything, then you have to be good. Not to be condemned is not scriptural. No condemnation is when you are in Christ Jesus and you've accepted what He has done on the cross. You can go read on. If you read on in the Amplified, it says, that which the law could not do, Christ came and he did it. He condemned sin in the flesh, subdued it, overcame it, ruled over it, deprived it of its power for all of those who accept the sacrifice. Romans 8, verse 3, the Amplified, the MPC, you can put it up. So it's based upon what Jesus did on the cross for you. Turn to the person next to you, say, no condemnation. When you are in Christ Jesus, no condemnation. That God will never condemn you. Condemnation comes from the devil. What the Holy Spirit will do is he will convict you. It's completely different. Hendrik, just come here again quickly. And don't say thank you. I'm saying thank you that you're coming up here. Amen. Such a blessing when somebody that's retired will come and make themselves available. Amen. So if he does something wrong, it's now easy for me to come and say, oh, Hendrik. Hendrik, why did you do that? Oh, Hendrik, he never listens. Oh, Hendrik, the stubborn one. Oh, Hendrik, da da da. That's condemnation that I'm placing upon him. That's not of God. What God through the Holy Spirit will do is convict him. If he say was rude towards me, the Holy Spirit will say, that wasn't nice the way you spoke to Bernard. Then he will come and say, I'm so sorry the way that I spoke. I say, oh, it's nothing. But condemnation, even when we work with our children, when we work with our spouse, don't condemn. You're always like this, the way you are. No. Why don't you just pray? Maybe say, you know, I would like it if you would rather do it like that and let the Holy Spirit convict them. Because the same Spirit that raised you to a new level in life is busy raising them to a new level in life. The same Spirit that's working in you is working in them. No condemnation. Amen. Hope you don't feel condemned. We love you. Thank you for your time. I'm going to have a cup of coffee with you again. Amen. When God starts acting in you, it will change your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Amen. This grace upon grace is what we're looking for. God's unmerited favor. Turn to the person next to you and say, no condemnation. Family, listen to me. The work that Christ Jesus did on the inside of you is such a deep work that when you are in Christ Jesus, that you should not even be aware of condemnation. Can I have an amen? Amen. Let's go to 1 John 3 verse 9. I'm almost done. I'm going somewhere. We're going to end now. I want you to read this scripture. It says, whoever has been born of God does not sin. And all of you are thinking, oh, I hope you're not feeling condemnation. When you read that, turn to the person that you say, no condemnation. It says, whoever is born of God does not sin. For his seed remains in him and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Are you born again? So what happens here? You are spirit. Your spirit is your heart. Your heart is your spirit. So when you are born again, you have confessed with your mouth. You've believed with your heart. With your mouth you've confessed unto salvation. With your heart you've believed unto righteousness. And the righteous one, Jesus Christ, has come and sanctified your heart. You are born again of the incorruptible seed. And this part, your spirit part, has been justified. It's linked up with God, and that part cannot sin. Turn to the person next to you, say, the spirit part when you are born again cannot sin. That is justification, where you are saved by grace. And when you are walking in the spirit, that's what God is seeing. He is seeing that perfect Jesus part that is linked up, that you are linked up to. The part where the problem is your soul, your will, your intellect, your emotions. That's why the Bible says you have to renew your mind. Romans 12 verse 2. James 1 said verse 19 or 21. That says you have to receive the word of God with meekness into your heart, which is able to save your soul. He says, take this word and believe it with all your heart. And when you do that, it will save your soul, your way of thinking. It's written to Christians. Let me see, who of you are born again? Just raise your hand. Okay, now, just double blink. Who of you have been battling with negative bad thoughts? You can raise your hand. That's the soul part. Then you still have the body, the flesh part. One day when you die, this part will be glorified, made completely new. But Paul says, he says, the battle that I face, the things that I want to do, my spirit is saying, let's do these things, these beautiful things. He says, the things that I want to do, I find myself not doing. But where that sin is operating and working is in my flesh. Turn to the person next to you and say, are you born again? This is why we must be born again. Because as soon as you are born again and you are linked up with God, the Bible says this part that's linked up with God, when you are born of the Spirit, it will start to affect your way of thinking. It will start to affect your body. Let me just leave this with you. How is it possible that 80% of South Africa is born again, Christians, and we are in the state that we are in? I'll tell you why. The majority are convinced serving God from here, and they've never been linked up from here. Because if you're linked up from here, you'll stop sinning. Grace to stop sinning and grace to start to live for Jesus. Grace to be saved and grace to help other people get saved. Grace to be blessed, grace to be a blessing. Grace to have peace in your heart, grace to know what to do in the storm. Grace to have peace on the inside, while there's a storm on the outside. Grace upon grace. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for unmerited favor upon unmerited favor? If you want all of that, protect your heart. If you want all of that, let go of the hurts and the disappointments and the pains. Look at them and see it as the very things that God has used or will use to allow your life to be raised to a new level in Christ Jesus. I'm going to close with this. You know, when you want to enter into an agreement with somebody, or you want somebody to help you, oftentimes they will ask you, are you ready, willing, and able? Have you ever heard people talk like that? Sometimes people are ready to help you. They're also willing to help you, but they're not able to help you. Jesus is ready, willing, and able. Philippians 2 verse 13 says, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Whatever you've gone through, whatever disappointment you have faced in 2024, and I know some people have gone through terrible things, but God wants to use that to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. The devil wants to use that to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. You can look at that situation and become bitter, or you can look at that situation and become better. You might be here. Yes, give the Lord a hand. You might be here and you say, I'm tired. I don't know how I can go on. After this year, I don't know how I can face 2025. You know what Jesus' response to you is? He says, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is ready to help you. He's ready to place rest and peace in your soul. Whatever you've gone through, more than that, he's not just ready. He's willing to help you. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? So he's willing. He says, listen, I'm on your side. I'm here to fight for you. I came to you. I loved you. And I sent Jesus to come and die for you. But more than that, he is able. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly above whatever we could think or dream or ask or imagine. How? Through the power of the Holy Spirit that works in us and through us. I want to close with this. Job went through one of the most horrible things in his life. But the book says in James 5, we know the end intended by the Lord, that he is merciful. We know that the Lord restored to Job double. Children upon children, cattle upon cattle, camels upon camels, grace upon grace, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And all that God requires of us is to be in him. God is ready to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Make a decision. The weights of 2024, it's going to be too much. It's going to slow you down. If you want to go from glory to glory, acceleration to acceleration, from one level to another level, from glory to glory, let go of those things. Let it go. And let the peace of God reign in your heart. If it's been too tough, just come to him. He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'm not going to put heavy. Jesus doesn't say, you want to come to me? Fast 40 days. Read through your Bible. And then we can talk. He doesn't do that. Amen. First become an usher for 6 months. Help in the children's church. He doesn't say that. He says, come to me. All you who are weary, all you that are down, all of you that are tired, just come to me. I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to empower you and I'm going to strengthen you. I'm not against you. I'm for you. I'm fighting for you. And when you come and you've let go of all these things, no condemnation, whatever you're going to ask in confidence towards God, he's going to do far more abundantly, exceedingly above whatever you can dream and imagine. That which you suffered, God will use that to raise you to a new level in life. See you later.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.